Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Brian Hatch, the mayor of Knoxville, to talk about the city's accomplishments in 2018. Looking back at the past year, certainly the city has made a lot of progress, and perhaps one key item, maybe the one that's gotten the most attention, is the effort to redevelop the VA campus. That, of course, has been on for so long, for a decade or more. The city has had to contend with that, and now you're finally taking steps towards possibly acquiring the property and redeveloping it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We're currently kind of in a waiting period, waiting to hear back from the GSA. They're actually waiting on the state historical preservation to determine whether we can remove those buildings if they have a historical value that needs to be preserved or not.
As for the other major project that you dealt with was the road diet, the plan to reduce the number of lanes and reconfigure them. Anyone who's driven on Lincoln Street can tell you that the road is definitely in need of work, and the traffic lights in particular are in need of work, and it was probably a long process just to get to this point.
Yeah, that's a project that's been ongoing for several years. In fact, we've been having discussions with the DOT for the past 2 or 3 years on this project, and it's finally starting to take place here. Obviously, the road needs overlaid. It's not in great shape. The state knows that, and they're willing to come in and do that. With that, we are responsible for the traffic signals. A few years ago, we knew the traffic signals were getting bad. It's a lot of money to replace those, and so we did a study to try to get grant money for the traffic lights. With that traffic study that they did, they requested that we go from 4 lanes to 3 lanes for simply because of the safety of the road. They looked at the crash history throughout all the years, and Highway 14 in the Knoxville corridor particularly was very high on the crash history. So they're looking at ways to make that section of road a little safer. So we were able to put together a contract with the DOT saying that we would go down from 4 lanes to 3 lanes, and that did help us secure around $700,000 in grant funding for the streetlights. So that was a big deal.
What are some of the other things that you believe were of key importance for the city and for the citizens this year?
Well, it was a big year for Knoxville. We've been really busy. Lots of things going on. I guess I will try to go down through the list here in my head. We broke ground on the library project. So a major expansion to our library, something that we're not going to see for several more years to come. So that's a huge project, and that'll be great for the community and the whole entire surrounding area. Young's Park South, we broke ground on reconstructing the south section of Young's Park. It'll be a great addition to the park. We're bringing the skate park in there because of the tennis courts being removed. We worked with the school, which was a great project, to bring the tennis courts over by the rec center and the high school. That was something that the school initially funded, and we put them on city property. So it's a great partnership with the school to make that happen. Hopefully, in the near future here, the next couple years, we can begin work on the north portion of Young's Park. And we're really looking to renovate that park and make it kind of a showpiece for the community. Street improvements, that's another thing that we just continue to do every year. We know the streets need repair. They've been in bad shape for several years. And so for the past few years, we've been really working hard at dedicating money and time to the streets. Every year, we have a pavement management program that we go through. We look at what roads are in the worst condition, what needs to be repaired, and we just take as much as we can each year and continue to improve those roads, and hopefully we'll make some headway before too long here. Housing, that's another thing. We've had a lot of housing. The new Westridge development's really starting to take off. I think it started with 19 lots, I believe. There aren't very many open lots left, so if you want to live out there, you better hurry up and grab a lot. But no, and that's a great thing. So they're starting to fill up. And Harlan Street, I know KEDC has put up a couple of homes on Harlan Street. I think two are up and have been sold, and they've got a couple more that they're working on building this year. So that'll be great. It's been a great year. I think there's great momentum going for the community. I hope we can continue that into 2019.
Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.